Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Friday, the 3rd of July. The US labour market data, published yesterday, was a lesson in not paying too much attention to a single month's data release. The revisions to previous months were notable. The details were packed full of swings from seasonal adjustments. Anyone focused on just the latest data set is likely to end up getting confused. The trends remain intact, however. There's no hiring surge. US companies seem reluctant to take on workers, given the uncertain operating environment that government policy has created. At the same time, those who are fortunate enough to have a job are doing okay. There is nothing in the US labour market trends to suggest second-round inflation effects in the form of a wage price spiral. There is no urgency to cut interest rates given trends that exist. There's nothing here that's likely to shift consumption patterns by households. Although at the margin, one might say that the labour market plus a tendency to reduce the savings rate makes the position of the US consumer more fragile. It all looks fine, but a hard knock could shatter that appearance. Over in Europe, the world's financial markets are to be treated to another speech by ECB President Lagarde. This is Lagarde's fourth set of public remarks this week, and on balance, it seems unlikely that anything new is going to be added to anyone's stock of knowledge by these comments. We also get to hear from the Bank of England's Bailey today, for only the second time this week. Not too much is expected here either. The Bank of England's man was advocating activist interest rate hikes in remarks yesterday, but this is not a surprising stance. Mann is the equivalent of the ECB's Bundesbank faction and seems very focused on wage negotiations and inflation expectations. Ship watchers along the banks of the Strait of Hormuz have more to occupy their time as the volume of shipping passing through continues to increase. This is now established as financial markets' base case, so it is only if there is any significant disruption to the idea of progressive improvements in shipping volume that there would likely be any kind of price reaction. Volumes remain well below pre-war levels, but the increase in volumes means that any prospective supply crunch is postponed. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.